Hello and welcome to the Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of July 9. I'm Joel Marshall, and joining me to take a look at all the weekend's action is my Winning Post colleague Carl Diorio. And Carl, it is finals day at Flemington, and how's the track going to play? We've had plenty of rain down here in Victoria this week. I think the track's around about a heavy 8, heavy 9 as we speak at about 2 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon, but we do know how well Flemington dry, so I guess the next 48 hours will be key.
Yeah, the good to medium side of soft is what I'm working off. I think scattered showers forecast for Flemington on Friday, so you maybe give or take maybe a millimetre here or two, but nothing too dramatic. And then Saturday should be fine. So on that basis, Flemington doesn't need too much drying weather to dry out, but I'm just working on that soft 6, soft 7 sort of range.
All right, well, we do have, the 9 finals on the card. 4 of them have black type status, so we will take you through those black type races and anything else that might stand out on the card. But the first of the listed events is the Taj Rossi Series Final, which is race 4. This is over a mile for the 2-year-olds. And here on with number 2, Trenchant. He won really well with the blinkers going on at last start on the back up, and it was a dominant win. I thought he could win again. I thought the good roughie was number 11, Futura, who spent most of the straight trying to get out behind Trenchant, and I thought his last 100 metres was good. He was a fair way from him, and he certainly needs to improve to turn the tables, but I thought at around 25-1 you could have a couple of dollars each way on him. 5, Cobmore, I thought was okay in that race. He'll be better for that. I think the step up to the mile will probably suit him. 6, Fast and Rolling, I put in for 4.
Yeah, no real firm opinion on this one, and in fact, I'll probably change my mind before the race, but I've gone with 5, Cobmore. I thought the debut win was sound at Pakenham Synthetic, and a respectable effort when a beaten favourite in the keyed lead-up race last time. So I've got it on top from 3, Cliffhanger, who I've always liked the look of, and I thought that that win at Sale 2 starts ago was certainly deserved. For 3rd, I've put in number 6, Fast and Rolling, and for 4th, number 2, Trenchant.
Race 5 is the All-Victorian Sprint Series Final. This is a listed event, and we've got the 10 runners here. I had the favourite on top 3, Voodoo Lad. He's just got such a good record. He's a newcomer to the Darren Weir yard, but he's been able to put 2 wins from the 3 runs. A bit unlucky the way things panned out for him in Adelaide in the run in between. I thought the stablemate number 6, Magnus Rain, was some sort of a danger. He wasn't too bad behind Voodoo Lad, second up at the Valley. 1, Reldas, on his best form would be a chance. He was a bit disappointing last start, but he's too good to dismiss. And I thought number 5, Smackdown, was pretty good last start. The stable's having a good run, so I'll throw him in for 4.
10 on top for me, Rutiger. I like the last start effort behind Odyssey Moon. I thought the run was as good as Odyssey Moon. Just was held up marginally more in the straight, checked back to the inside and hit the line nicely. I think Down in the Weights can get the job done here. From number 3, Voodoo Lad, they look the main two. I'd be surprised if the winner comes from outside those two. 3rd, number 1, Reldas, as you touched on best form, would go close. And 4th, number 6, Magnus Rain. I think first up was okay against the pattern. 2nd up had all the favours inside barrier. Don't know how well it's going compared to its best form of last year, but it can sneak a place at a little bit of odds.
Race 7 is the day's feature. It is the VRC CRV Winter Championship Series Final, and Carl, this year's field is it's not too bad. Some are saying it's down a little bit in class, but there could well be a couple of decent younger, sort of less exposed horses to come through it. On with number 3, Chance to Dance. I thought his 2 runs this time in have been super. At a race he just couldn't win at Moonee Valley against the pattern, but I thought he ran really well and he was super first up, so I think he'll be very hard to beat. I thought 14, War Story, might be a bit of a roughie. I've had something on him at both of his starts this prep, and whilst it hasn't paid off, I certainly haven't been discouraged by either of his efforts. 1, Jacqueline O'Bay, is just going super this time in. The old boy, I think he's got to be included. And 11, Fast and Free, won well last time out. But there are a few other chances. It looks a pretty even race. Outside of the 3 for mine, I think it'd be very hard to beat.
Yeah, don't like the race and don't like the whole race day, to be honest. I think the whole race day, generally speaking, Flemington Finals Day is quite strong and just oozes depth. But a little bit disappointed with this year's output. But anyway, you can only deal with the horses you've got. I've got Chance to Dance on top here, number 3. The first up run and the second up run were both very, very good, particularly last time at Mooney Valley against the Bias. They're going to go hard in this race, you'd expect, with Jackman O'Bay, Kenja Wood, On Piccolo, and Rim the Spare, all with the ability to drive forward and set the pace. And I think it just might play into the hands of those horses that will be swooping. So Chance Dance looks the best credential to those, and I got it on top from 10 By the Grace, who will... is a winner over the track and distance, has been consistent in the last couple of winner championship heats and gets in well with 54 kilos. Third, I've put in number 4, Iggy McCall. I really like the way she savaged the line against Mares last time over 1,400 metres. And for fourth, then I've put in number 4, Nane War Story. Just a little bit of odds, but Matt Kamani speaking to me during the week says the horse doesn't like a wet track. So on that basis, you probably shouldn't have it in your top four.
All right, and the fourth of the stakes races, the AR Creswick Series Final. This is for the three-year-olds down the straight over 1,200, Odyssey Moon. Was entered for the Victorian Sprint Series Final, having won a heat of that series, but he takes on his own age here, and he certainly looks pretty well-weighted, I would have thought. I've got him in for second. I've actually gone for the Sydney Visitor, number 3, We're Sure. Horse that I've always had a little bit of time for. He gets back in his races and finishes off well. It was a good win first up over older horses. That was at the Beaumont Newcastle track, but he's a Saturday City winner in Sydney and has beaten pretty handy horses, so I think he can measure up. From 1, Odyssey Moon, very hard to beat. 9, Well Sighted, was good at Mooney Valley, trying to come wide against the pattern. And 12, I Boogie for 4th, who has been ready to go for a while now, but a few different situations have panned out and he hasn't been able to get to the races, but he's pretty handy and he could be a good roughie for your multiples.
Yeah, I've got iBoogie on top just for similar reasons you outlined there. He's always shown a lot of ability, even before his debut at jump outs at home. Of course, he missed the start by 6 lengths on debut and tacked onto the field and still did a tremendous job to finish second to Beach Fiver, who controlled the race up in the speed and led throughout. He's had 4 jump outs since May 6. He was due to resume a fortnight ago, but was scratched to the barriers for playing up in the barriers and then wasn't loaded thereafter, so that was disappointing for connections. He went back to the jump outs, he won his jump out, and he gains his barrier certificate in doing so. Look, there's always a big risk in backing a horse first up in a listed race, particularly one that's just so unexposed, but and one from barrier one as well, where 8% of runners only win at Flemington. But he does look to have plenty of upside, and just willing to chance him at the odds. He might just be one out of the box. Ahead of 1, Odyssey Moon has got all the form on the board. 4, Sabug, on his best, he can go close. You've certainly got to consider him. He started 16-1 in a good wood, so you can't let him go around at a silly price in this. And for 4th, I've just put in number 5, and that's the Boss, who's been a model of consistency in similar grade of late.
All right, best and of value, I'll make Chance to Dance my best, race 7, number 3, and I made my value, We're Sure, race 8, number 3. The only other horse outside of those 4 races that I was keen to have a look at was War Legend in the first, number 2. He ran about $6, so you'd probably back him each way.
Yeah, and disappointing to see the Silver Bowl race 1. I thought that was a really open race with many chances, and it's stuck up there in race 1 and not a leg of the early or late quaddie. So certainly I think it's more open race than the Rivette Series final race 2. But Forger S, best bet of the day, race 9, number 4. I think just wet track will suit it. Last start run was terrific at Caulfield last Saturday. It was never close than 5 and 6 wide the trip. No cover for sections of that race, but was still strong through the line. She's flying, and I think she's a great bet at around about $657. And the value bet is iBoogie, race 8, number 12.
All right, Royal Randwick hosts Sydney's meeting on Saturday. A 9-race card, no black type on offer there. But best and of value, my best was L.A. Chevelle in the last race, 9. Number 10, pretty even race. A few of these went round against each other a couple of weeks ago in a similar affair. La Chevelle was first up. Off the back of a couple of good trials, I thought she was okay. She finished 5th. She travelled, with every chance, but the inside part of the straight probably wasn't the best place to be, and I thought she was pretty good. She's unbeaten from 2 goes 2nd up, so I thought she'd have a bit of improvement in her, and I made my value bet. Although, having seen it come up around $4.60, it's no longer value, but McCreary in race 7, an imported galloper from the Wally Yard. I thought he did enough first up with certainly wasn't in a suitable race, but up to the mile, second up, I thought he could progress through the classes this time in. But as I said, not a great deal of value, and I was a bit disappointed with the price.
Best bet for me, race 2, number 4, Badajoz. This horse is third up from a spell. First up, it did a nice job behind Yuma Desert, who led throughout. And then last time at Wyong was a good thing beaten. It got back to last. It was held up on the home turn. It was held up till the 100-metre mark. And then once clear, flashed home to just be beaten. Another stride that would have won. And that ride was actually subject to a steward's inquiry, and the apprentice there, Brock Ryan, was sent back to the Apprentices Academy to, I think, what they called the Riding Skills Panel or something along those lines. So, you know, I mean, they've got to make snap judgments, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, and certainly didn't for Badajoz on that occasion, but I think third up, he can hit back strongly. And the value bet comes up in race 5. It's number 7, Dragonfly. This horse flies first up, and his recent trial was very encouraging. Over 730 metres. First up last campaign was over this track in distance. He finished 6th to Medcourt. Ahead of him on that day were the likes of Danish Twist, Nancy, Unequivocal, and My Favourite. Those four horses I just listed, aside from the winner, were all first or second at their next start and really kicked on throughout the rest of their campaign. It was a really strong race. They ran 108.92 for 1,200 metres, so it was a quick time. And I think Dragonfly, if he replicates that sort of performance on Saturday, he'll go awfully close to winning at around about $13.
More for Bill Parks on Saturday, and we've had they've had a lot of rain in Adelaide this past week, losing their Wednesday meeting. Was it Balaclava, I believe? Yeah, and they've added a 9th race to this card on Saturday, and it's looking like being a pretty wet track at this stage, but 9 races, Carl. There's a couple for the 2-year-olds there, and decent depth to some of the races. What have you come up with?
I've gone with the best bet of the day, race 6, number 6, Victory Downs. This horse won 2 in a row at Panola and then at Morpheville Parks before I thought a encouraging effort at Ballarat behind Elite Tiger. Now, of course, Elite Tiger then measured up at Flemington, just being touched off by Bradman. Just unfortunate to remember that race. It's just terrible. But Victory Downs is flying. This horse is really capable over the 1,400 metres, and I think he'll be getting the job done with Emily Finnegan aboard. And Mio Dio, race 7, number 3. Look, I think his best form, he'd go very, very close. He's drawn a bit sticky out wide in the widest barrier. He'll get back anyway, and he'll be running home strongly. He'll really appreciate the rain-affected conditions. There's a long tail to this race. There's a huge tail to it. I don't think there's many winning hopes. And Mio Dio is $26. I think he's well and truly over the odds. His last start run was okay. The sectional times were fine. It was an on-pace dominated race, and the pattern of the day suited on paces as well. So Mio Dio, he can jump up at odds, I think.
Doomben hosts Brisbane's meeting on Saturday, and the carnival is over. I think they've might be a stakes race next week, but the carnival is over. Of course, we had the Caloundra meeting last week, but Doomben on Saturday, and a couple of big fields. Now introduced a slightly reduced prize money race of $40,000 for a Class 3, which I believe is going to be a norm, having a look at the next few weeks' programming. So that's guaranteed to be a big race every week. But look, my best for the meetings, actually 3 horses I'm reasonably keen on, but my best is Dream Choice, race 2, number 4. I think he's ready to win. His first up run I thought was good. He was just outsped over the 1,000 metres. He then went 6 weeks between runs, turned up in the Healy Stakes, sat wide, covered ground, and thought he was pretty good. There was only a half length between 3rd and 7th, the first two got right away, and he finished 7th, but I thought it was a good effort. 3rd up now with that run under his belt, thought he'd be pretty hard to beat. My value's in the 1st, so we're trying to get the turkey early. Bold Heart, race 1, number 3. 2nd to Heart skipped the beat on debut. She went on to place in the Group 1. The next run was good, went 2nd. The next run at the Gold Coast I thought was pretty good, even though she finished 7th. There was good winning form come out of that race. And then last start, took on Listed Company, was last on the turn, I thought made up good late ground from barrier 1, can settle closer and be very hard to beat. The other horse I thought would run well at the meeting was race 6, number 9, Glendara, who looked set to win 3rd up, was well backed, but didn't get the greatest of rides, and then last start was caught near the inside part of the track at Eagle Farm. I think we can forget that, and he looks ready to be given another chance, and he's come up double figure. So there'll be the three I'll be playing. Carl, you've had a look at Doomben. What have you come up with?
Yeah, race 7, number 6, Roman Armour, is my value bet. I think it's silly odds based on its first up run. It really got back over 1,200 metres from a wide barrier, and I think found the line well to only be beaten a length and a half. I'm sure the rise to 1,350 will suit. And has the only worry for me is the Doomben record. I think it's the horse that will improve once it gets out to the bigger spaces of Eagle Farm. And my best bet comes up in the last race, this horse's Secret Trail, trained by Peter and Paul Snowden. It's a horse that has trialled well ahead of this resumption, two recent trials. The only worry about Secret Trial is the wide barrier and where it gets to, because it is an on-pacer. Was beaten first up last campaign after pressing forward from a wide barrier, but it was certainly not disgraced that day at Canterbury, and bounced back with a quite a convincing win from the inside barrier, Doomben second up. So has got the ability, has got the services of Damien Brown, and I'm sure we'll be given a good steer, but that's the only sticky factor. The one at odds I don't mind in that race is number 3, Quick Catch. Now that horse is resuming from a spell, but has got plenty of ability.
Yes, you say at odds. I was mystified to see it come up $41 with some agencies. Jeez. Yesterday afternoon. I think it's about 17 now, which I think is still going to start shorter than that on the day. I put it in for 4. Secret Trail even opened at 7s, which I thought was
a bit generous.
I know Biddy Babe went up a lot shorter than I thought it would, and Oberland's the favourite, who I did tip Oberland. It's not a bad race, but yeah, I think you can still play overs with a few there. Quick Catch, I think they got that wrong. But anyway, we move on to the West, where we race at Belmont, and we do have a listed race. It is the Belmont Oaks, $100,000 race for the 3-year-old fillies. And number 1, Showy Chloe, she's the class. She's really well suited under the set weights. 2,000 metres is the query, but she's on top from 13, Press the Petal, who was really good first up, 3, In This Life, and 2, Culverin. My best for the meeting is Stocks, race 2, number 3. I think he's ready to win. He had the 3 runs back. His first two were at 1,200. He then stepped up in distance last start, but he was wide for most of the race and had no cart into it on the turn. Thought he battled on well. Up to the mile, he's a winner at his only try over the distance. And my value was in the last, Roger the Roman, race 8, number 7. Very honest galloper in the Quinella at 8 of 14. He's drawn 1. There's good pace. He should be able to smoke his pipe 3 back the fence. Hopefully he doesn't get any further back than that, but if he gets the brakes, I think he'll be very strong late. Moving across to New Zealand on Saturday, where we have 2 meetings, Ruakaka and Awapuni. At Ruakaka, my best is in the 2-year-old race, race 4, number 3, Bruce Arthur. I'd say they'll be on to this horse, and he'll probably, well, yeah, he'll be favourite. It just depends how short he is, I guess, but he looked to have run in a decent sort of a horse on debut. There was 2 horses that dominated the betting. They cleared out at about 9 lengths back to third, and this horse ran second. It was a good run. I think he can break his maiden. Just depends how short he is. My value is Casing the Joint, race 1, number 2. Well-named horse by Showcasing. He showed promise last time. In the last run before the break was disappointing, but forget that. His first 2 runs back were good, and he is a recent trial winner. And the other meeting is at Awapuni, where we'll have heavy conditions for sure. My best bet is Mendip, race 6, number 5. Comes back in trip off a little bit of a freshen up. It was a good win last time. John Wheeler trains this for Qatar Racing. He's got a 2-year-old there too for the Qatar team there on Saturday. So interesting to see how they go. But Mendip, certainly, I think will be very hard to beat. My value is Slimline, race 7, number 8. Didn't think this one got the best of rides last time, and the previous run was good, up to open company, but only a small field. Hopefully the 8 runners stick around and we can get each way for the 3 placings. Well, that just about takes us out for this weekend's action. Don't forget to get out and pick up your winning post. We've got form right through from Friday to Monday, including the big jumps action at Warrnambool on Sunday. Carl, without notice, you haven't found anything at Warrnambool Sunday. I did forget to bring my form in, but what have we got, the Thackeray?
Yeah, we've got the Thackeray and the Kevin Lafferty. Interesting races. I'm trying to remember What did I go for there? Stephen Pateman's got Sea King in the in the Thackeray.
And that's in Paddy Payne's name, isn't it?
That is. It's with 71.5 kilos. He's up against Arch Fire. So that's going to be the interesting contest there. Of course, Jamie Mott's on Arch Fire with 67.5. But Jamie Mott can't claim his 3 kilo allowance, which is a bit of a spoil on the jump scene given his experience. But that looks a... Well, you wouldn't say race in two, but they're certainly going to be the two major players there in that race. And then the... Kevin Lafferty has assembled a decent field as well. Two horses I like on the card, though. Declan Bates, his last two rides are for Terry and Karina O'Sullivan, already taken in the last race. Big field, plenty of chances, but I think already taken can do a good job. And the other one, the name does escape me, but it's in those stable colours of Karina O'Sullivan, the pink and the light blue. It's third up from a spell. And I thought the recent effort behind Princess Loodling when fifth, I didn't think it was all that bad, and I think it can turn the table. So buy your winning post and find out what horse I'm talking about.
All right, well, I think you've given a pretty decent description there. If they can't find it, they're not looking hard enough. But anyway, $20 bet we do need. And I'll go to Doomben Race 2, number 4, Dream Choice.
Okay, and I will go... I'll go Victory Downs, Morpheville, race 6, number 6 at Morpheville on Saturday.
All right, there you go, listeners. Hopefully we found you plenty of winners. Have a good finals day at Flemington, and we will be back next week with the preview podcast.